Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thanks for joining us again at Burden and Blessing. Glad to have you with us as we continue our series on 40 Days of Hope. We are continuing to focus on different passages of Scripture which assure us of the confidence that we have in Christ and the fact that He offers us something that the world is not able to. Joining me today is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil, what is our passage that we'll be considering today?
We're looking at Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, which says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." I was just reading from the New King James Version. You know, Nathaniel, this chapter is pretty amazing. I think it fits really well with what we've been talking about recently and what's going on in our country and nation, our own communities, because really the whole chapter, Paul's encouraging the Christians in Galatia about continuing to bear with one another's burdens. That's in verse 2 of this chapter. So this idea of verse 9 of not growing weary is really having that patient endurance, that long suffering in doing good. You know, there's lots of groups out there that talk about doing the most good, and they're big into that social idea of, yeah, we got to supply for those who are in need, give food and clothing and shelter to those. All those things are good. But if you look at the context of this chapter, doing the most good is truly bearing one another's spiritual burdens and pointing them back to the Lord, pointing them back to the Word of God. And so if you read through chapter 6, that's exactly what it's talking about, the gentleness and examining one's own work and then understanding that we can rejoice in that work and rejoice in the opportunity to share in what we've been given. Really, a couple of verses before our verse here says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." So that's really the context in not growing weary of doing good. So even now, during this time, during the pandemic, the virus, through the fear, really the best thing we can share, the best good that we can do is to share that word of God that has been taught to us, that we rejoice in. And so that idea of in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart, we're going to reap what we also sow. That comfort, that word of God, it's going to bless us as we are sharing that also with others. And that's why one of my favorite verses comes right after our text. In verse 10, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all." So in the proper context, what this is really saying is that let's not grow weary of sharing that word, encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ, picking up the phone, giving them opportunity to hear the word of God, and we will continue to reap the joy in sharing that joy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you share with me what your thoughts are on this particular verse and section?
One of the neat things is this whole idea of reaping. So you brought out the idea of not getting weary and continuing on, trusting that the Lord is going to work through whatever it is that we're facing. Don't grow weary. Don't get disappointed or discouraged. But there's also that promise at the end where he says, if we continue on, there is that light at the end of the tunnel. What is the ultimate goal? We will reap. This whole chapter, as you pointed out both earlier and then the verses that follow, have this beautiful picture of harvesting. And so throughout our lives, we are planting, aren't we? We're putting stuff in the ground. We're sowing. And the Lord assures us that when we plant that seed, He is going to bring about the results that He desires. Kind of reminds me of Isaiah 55, where the Lord says, hey, you don't worry about what's going to happen. This is not on you. This is on me. Wherever I send my word out, it is going to accomplish that which I please. All you've got to do is sow the seed. Lay it out. Do good. And like you said in verse 10, the next verse, do good to all people, especially those who are of the household of faith. That is our joy, to be able to share that seed of the Lord. You want to close us with prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we continue to give thanks for all that you bless us with. Help us to do good by showing that gift of your generosity to us and all the possessions and things that we have. Help us to share those with others, share our gifts and talents and abilities, but most of all, help us not grow weary in doing what is good and sharing your good and faithful word to all. Help us give thanks for as we find joy and gladness in our heart to continue to rejoice in the opportunities that you lay before us, not only in our own families or congregations, but in all the world, to continue to encourage all in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially during the season of Lent. Help us point people back to the cross, to Good Friday, and share the glory and joy of our Savior's cross. In your saving name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.